Good evening, America. Wake up, your country needs you. Welcome to the Barter Hour. Joining you live from the AG Trading Post in Dallas, Texas, the store, the one and only, so far as we know, that exclusively accepts real value for payment and only real value for payment. Silver, gold, copper, trade, whatever you got, we take it. I'm Rob Graham, the Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. The AOCS is leading the way for access and incentive to the new American economy. I'm joined here tonight by my co-hosts. I got Mr. Jared Atkinson.
Hi there.
There's Jared. I've got good old trade coordinator David Gray. David, you live with us here?
I am, Rob. How you doing?
I'm all right tonight. Thanks for coming in here, guys. We always have such a great time on Saturday night, and the best part about this program today is that we actually planned ahead.
Well, okay, let's be honest. I try to plan ahead every week. I really do. And
starting on Wednesday, Jared says things like, hey, we should probably start thinking about what we're going to talk about this Saturday, huh? And we're like, yeah. We'll do that later. Sounds like a job for tomorrow, man.
But this week, we didn't have a plan. Well, we couldn't have possibly had a plan until Thursday, because Thursday is when Deborah Medina was on Glenn Beck.
Ooh,
so
that changed everything.
Now we have a plan, and that involves Glenn Beck. Let me tell you, man, I can't stand that guy.
Well, we're not nearly as nifty and fun on the radio just yet as Glenn Beck is. We're not entertaining the same way that Glenn Beck is, but
I cannot emote like that man can.
Well, we're working our way up to it. It comes with experience. He's been doing it for years and years. And
yeah.
We've been doing it for 6 or 8 weeks now. But we're having a great time here. We're very glad that you decided to join us here for the Barter Hour, which is live on Republic Broadcasting every Saturday evening from 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. Yes, it's 2 hours long, not just an hour, as the Barter Hour title might lead you to believe. And that's because real value, of course, goes further. I've got to find a way to move this microphone here so that I can see you, David. It's very sad not being able to look into your eyes.
Your peripherals. Use them. Use them well.
We've been doing a lot of adjusting over here at the AG Trading Post, getting ready for our brand new food service. We've got a live lunch that'll be going on from 11 to 1 p.m. here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday through Friday here. So we're shifting. It's a work in progress. Stop by the AG Trading Post sometime and say hello to us if you like. We're here, just north of Dallas. So anyway, we planned ahead for tonight's program. We've got a couple great things to talk about. I think we might even have a couple exciting callers that aren't pranksters this week. Who knows? Time will tell. And an ounce of planning is worth a dollar of prevention or something like that? Is that the phrase?
I have no idea.
I don't really know how it goes either.
It's not one of my phrases.
But anyway, the point is we planned ahead. We got a great program tonight. We want to thank you again for joining us here on Republic Broadcasting. Let's see. Where do we start? News, events. What's coming up?
The lynching of Glenn. Oh, no. Sorry. We've got our barter mixer, right?
Okay. Let's talk about this week. We've got Jack Spierko.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's pull up the barter page. We go to agtradingpost.com. And click.
Just so you all know, we're actually doing that right now. Like, this isn't an act or something. Like, we're really going to our webpage because we know we have a lot of stuff to do. It's just sort of one of those, like, wait, what's today?
Oh, it's Saturday. Oh. All right, so we've got Jack Spierko coming up here Wednesday evening. That is the 17th, 7 p.m. to 8:30. Jack is kind of the best of the best when it comes to modern urban survival. He does an hour-long program every day during his drive to work, just kind of talking, answering people's questions. And I really don't know what his background is. Do you know what his background is? I know that he's got 370 episodes or something of the Survival Podcast under his belt now, which is kind of comprehensive. But we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. We've also got the Barter Mixer, as Jared mentioned, coming up. We've got Silver Buy-In, Group Club, and a bunch of other exciting things. So stick with us here. Thanks again for joining us. Rob Gray, Jared Atkinson, David Gray, live at the AG Trading Post. We'll be back in just a moment. You might feel better
if you stay. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Wanna be somebody else? If you're tired of losing battles with yourself, if you wanna be somebody else, change your mind.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you have to do. Just change your mind. It's very easy, very simple, and you can do it right now. Change your mind, change your money, change your world. Jared seems to think that we need to change our song.
Yeah, well, and I'm not sure how easy it is just to change your mind. I mean, we have a two-hour radio program and every week, and we change a lot of minds, but not everybody's.
Well,
right?
I think the point of the song is that you can change your mind for yourself.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time.
Okay. So it didn't require other people changing your mind for you. You have to, like, actually do your own research and figure things out on your own.
Well, it's a little critical thinking involved, of course, but I did self-help stuff for years, motivational speaking, hypnosis, NLP, scary words there. But the bottom line was always that the people that came out to become successful non-smokers did it just simply by changing their mind. You know, that's what hypnosis is all about. It's about changing your mind, getting into that deep, dark part of your brain called your subconscious mind, and flipping the right switches so that you just think about things differently. And, you know, we spend a lot of our time educating, educate, educate, educate. We talk to people every day about what money is, and most people just don't get it. And eventually they're going to have to change their minds. And eventually we are going to have to change our song. So if you have suggestions, Jared wants to listen to some Texas backroom bar country songs.
Heck yeah. We're in Texas. I mean, come on.
But it's just, you don't want to get too depressing. This whole show is supposed to be like upbeat and cheery and like, hey, get excited. Barter's here and we can save the world.
All right. Well, I'll look through my catalog and I will find something. There will be a Drew Kennedy song next week.
Barter.
You heard it here first. Drew Kennedy.
Dex's bar. I'm using my silver money.
We should actually have Drew write a song for us.
We should have some sort of jingle.
All right. Current events, is that what we're on right now?
Yeah, segment number one here is talking about what's going on in the world. Well, let's talk about what's going on here in Dallas. We've got 16.5 feet of snow.
At least.
In the last 3 days, it's been really strange. It's obviously global warming.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Which the people in charge tell me that global warming actually has a cooling effect, which I don't understand just yet, but if that's what they say, they must be right.
Yeah.
But no, really, folks, we had, I think, officially 6 inches in most parts of town.
No, at least. No, it was 11.5 at DFW Airport.
Wow.
In like 24 hours. And it didn't stop. It just kept snowing. And I was like, am I still in Dallas? Because it did not feel like Dallas. It was really cold.
The funniest part for me was driving home last night, and every single house had some sort of fort or igloo or snowman or something built. It's like Texans don't see this stuff very often, and when they do, they got to get out and play in it.
Well, yeah.
We actually saw a guy with a snowman on top of his car driving.
That was an interesting sight.
It was a snow swan.
Yeah, it was weird.
He had it fashioned on top of his car driving down the highway. But because this is the barter hour and we got to tie it all back to Honest Money, we actually saw pictures of a snowman that had copper coins for eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So
who was that?
That was John Peterson. John Peterson fashioned himself an Honest Money snowman.
With a butcher knife for a nose. It's like, I'm going to use this Honest Money or else.
You can use it all different ways. But anyway, so that's what's going on here in Dallas. Across the rest of the world, I think the Northeast, our people up there tell us that they've got 60 to 100 feet of snow. The people in Philadelphia, our friends back where we came from originally, got 2 feet on Tuesday. It took a little bit of a break on Wednesday. They got another 2 feet on Thursday or Friday. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't live there.
What was the first day I said?
No, 2 feet the first day.
Which
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Whatever. So Thursday they got another 2 feet, and they're like officially snowed in. But, you know, Kira and I were talking about this last night in bed. It's like, isn't the government putting out reports right now about record production of crops and, like, record food surpluses right now? And how can that be happening if, like, two-thirds of the counties across the U.S. are under some sort of, like, emergency weather advisory, freeze warning, something like that? It's like these things just don't always go together. But that's what happens when you listen and pay attention to the things that you hear on mainstream media.
Why would you want to pay attention to them?
I don't know.
They're so full of it.
Sometimes people are bored.
I would rather listen to RBN.
And here we are, listening to ourselves.
We are the barter hour.
Hopefully other people are out there listening too. So
we should certainly hope so, and let's cover that right now. In fact, if you are out there listening, you have something to add to our conversation, we've got a really, really, really good call screener this week. Give us a buzz. 800-313-9443 is our call-in number. You can join us online via Skype. Send a note to Open Currency if you don't feel like having your voice heard through millions and millions of people all across the globe. But either way, join our conversation. We'd love to have your input. We'll be talking tonight about what's going on with the Deborah Medina campaign, what's going on with the mainstream media and this Glenn Beck character who's, you know, a lot of people have been looking at this guy since, what was it, March 14th of 2009 when he had his special TV program. You and I were at the Fox Sports Grill, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went all the way up there. Well, I guess it wasn't very far for you.
Yeah, it was very close, actually, right next door.
Yeah.
But he launches this campaign and starts talking about wanting to bring the country together. If you remember how you felt that day after 9/11, join me. I think it was Friday, March 14th, 2009 was the date. It doesn't matter. But, you know, he had an audience. A lot of people tuned in. And, you know, he said a lot of things. He quoted Thomas Jefferson at least twice, which is what you have to do to be patriotic. You know, essentially, if you're going to run for office as a official neocon, you've got to quote Thomas Jefferson or one of the founding fathers. I mean, you get points depending on which one you quote, and extra points if you can quote like the obscure guy that like nobody else knows anyway,
right?
Like Madison. Madison would be one of those guys you could actually, like, if you found a good positive quote from him, I think you'd get extra points. But anyway, so he gets in front of the world. He launches this program, the 912 Project, and all these people that have been around since 2006, 2007, through the Ron Paul campaigns, through the 2008 election, you know, the pre-Tea Partiers are sitting there saying, wait a minute, this smells funny.
Yeah.
What is this guy up to? What can we trust this guy? I mean, he's crying right there live on national television.
Who does that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, and so we started digging into the background, and there are like a lot of YouTube videos out there showing him not being who he is now. I mean, he's had this huge metamorphosis from a neocon entertainer to
sex addicted, drug and alcohol.
Oh yeah,
something or another. I mean, there's some weird stuff out there, and who knows what if it's actually true or not. But anyway, keep going.
Well,
metamorphosis,
right?
Shifting, changing right in front of our eyes.
Yeah,
and
then all of a sudden he's supposed to be this patriot, and everybody started following him, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, he's so right. Where have I been all my life? Why has he not been a part of my life?" And they started TiVoing him and watching him every day because he's on at like 4 p.m. or something. I don't even know. And then he's on radio too for like 8 hours a day. And just I don't listen to him or watch him because he annoys the heck out of me. I turned him on the other day because Deborah was supposed to be on. Or no, well, Deborah was on before his show on Jeff Bolton. And so I turned on his show thinking she might be there. And for 5 minutes, he went on about how he's just so great, and he's managed to amass this amazing following, and nobody's ever done it before. And I don't know. I don't know why you would have to go and tell the world, like, "Hey, what's up? I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great.
We actually
I'm
do great. That quite a bit ourselves.
To be but Rob, I'm great. I'm great. I'm great.
I'm great. If you say it enough,
I'm great.
It'll actually become true.
Well, it better. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great.
All right. All right. Well, listen. We're getting kind of close to a break here. Not that close, but kind of close. And one of the things we talked about doing here early in the show is coming up with a trivia question. And we'll ask a trivia question, and we don't want it answered right away because that would, like, spoil the teaser. So to encourage people to stay tuned in for the entire program, we're going to come back sometime later, which we won't tell you when, but we'll ask for people to call in and actually answer the trivia question. And if you answer it correctly, we've got a tube of Copper Twos over here with your name on it. That's 20 ounces of 0.999 fine, good old-fashioned, AOCS-approved copper medallions. Each one of them doubles as a two-unit, two trade credits, two community coupons in our little 26,000 merchant strong barter network. So
I've also been told that they are, like silver, antiseptic.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the big problem. The big problem is, have we thought of the trivia question?
We have time.
I don't know. Have you thought of the trivia question?
No, but I'm Googling right now.
Well, then that's easy. That's too easy. How about what was the first currency that the American Open Currency Standard came up with?
The problem with that is I don't even know the answer.
I do, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Don't tell us. Okay, yeah. We'll go with that one. What was – oh, and if you are like a director of the Open Currency Standard or somebody
– you don't count.
Really closely involved with the project, then – unfortunately, you're disqualified. But let's go with that. The very first medallion that was officially AOCS approved, what was it? Don't call yet. Think about it. Do some research. You should be able to figure it out pretty quick. We'll come back and we'll ask that question. We'll ask you to call in. And if you get it right, guess what? We've got a tube of Copper Twos with your name on it. So stay tuned. We've got lots of great stuff to talk about.
I'm great.
You got the...
I'm great.
Jared's great.
I'm great.
You got the call number, 800-313-9443. Feel free to join the discussion. We'll be getting more into this Glenn Beck, Deborah Medina, how to tell a good lie.
I'm great.
In just the next few moments. Stay with us.
Jared's great.
I'm great.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Did you ever think there might be... All right. We're back. You know, and I was actually talking earlier today about getting rid of the music altogether. I mean, it's a nice touch, really. But how many, like, real deal, like, radio hosts do you actually know that have lead-in music and lead-out music every time they come in or go out?
They all do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, not all of them. Because I want to talk about J.D. Wells, and he doesn't.
Well, he has some music on his show sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Which is not they all. But anyway, I want to talk about him tonight, so let's remember to talk about him.
Okay.
Because
friend of mine.
There need to be more of hims out there. He's not right on everything.
Right. Well, but he's also willing to, like, listen, because I gave Rob a weird look when he said that, but one of the first times I really started listening to him was back when the city of Dallas was considering a daytime curfew, and he's like, "Heck yeah, we need to do that. We need to have kids out there in orange jumpsuits cleaning up the ditches and all this kind of stuff if they skip school." And then like I went and talked to him, and a few other people went and talked to him, and he's like, "Huh, maybe we shouldn't lock kids up. Maybe it's not a good idea to write $500 tickets to parents because they can't control their kids." So, you know, he is capable of listening, which is not like Mark Davis or Rush Limbaugh or one of those guys who just like makes up his mind and this is how it is and he's not going to listen. He's not going to change his mind. And we tell people to change their mind all the time. So, so I really like JD.
Well, we'll get back to him. But the point is that,
okay,
he's not. I feel like he's not run by special interests. I feel like
he's on the same station that Glenn Beck is on. And I know, bashing Glenn Beck.
He's a local guy, and you know he's paying attention to local stuff, and he's you know doing some critical thinking. He's figuring things out on his own. Reason and logic obviously work on the guy. And, you know, given time, he might come around on some other things as well. But he's given somebody that needs a voice a shot. And he talks about Deborah Medina quite a bit. So we'll come back to all that. But for now, we were talking last segment about how great Jared is, and which isn't necessarily completely true. It's true with a lot of things. Let's talk about how great you are with picking up the ladies. Should we start there?
Well, we could probably skip that one.
All right, we'll come back to that. But anyway, Jared's great. We were talking about this Glenn Beck thing. We're also on the we should probably tell people who we are. We're the Barter Hour, in case you're just tuning in right now. We are Rob Gray, Jared Atkinson, David Gray, Trade Coordinator, Jared Proprietor, Rob Gray, Executive Director. So we're important. I mean, we actually know things firsthand. Jared's working directly on some committees with Deb Medina. You know, we're doing the barter thing all over the world. David's running the show here in Dallas, so we're having a great time. We're right here in Dallas. If you're not too far away, feel free to stop by sometime and check out the AG Trading Post. But anyway, let's get back into our conversation here. We're talking about where did we leave off before the break?
I'm great.
I know, but we need to like take notes, or somebody's got to be on like duty.
We should be talking about Glenn Beck and Medina.
Did we cover all our current events?
We were talking about Jack.
Jack Spurko is on Wednesday.
We had the barter mix
on Thursday.
And that's
great. And people are excited. And you can RSVP by, I guess, emailing me.
We don't really know. It costs $10 in trade. So if you've got 10 in trade and you want to come and hear the master, I mean, he's really the top downloaded podcaster in the, you know, the off-the-grid living category. You know, if you want to come out and learn firsthand the, you know, simple, straightforward ways to prepare, you know, for whatever may come down the road, or if nothing may come down at all, just to learn more about all kinds of neat stuff. That's Wednesday night, 7 to 8:30 here at the AG. It costs 10 to get in. That's 10 in trade. So feel free to bring, like, some widgets or some gift certificates for your operation or some silver, because you can trade it for that event. It'll be a great time. That's Wednesday. Thursday is the Barter Mixer. The Egg and I check the event calendar on the AG Trading Post website for that information. That's a Dallas event. So if you're tuning in from elsewhere in the country, hey, why the heck aren't you running your own Barter Mixer? That's the big question. Who's the guy to talk to about that? Robert King?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody. So track down somebody. And they will teach you how to launch your own little barter network in your part of the world. We call them trade coordinators, and we've got David Gray right here. He's the best guy that we know.
And then we have on Friday.
Friday's the silver lock-in day.
The lock-in, and we need some more orders, let me tell you.
Well, here's what people don't understand. People don't understand the connection between the barter with silver thing and like the Federal Reserve note thing. And the first step to the whole process is to actually convert the Federal Reserve notes to silver. Now, a couple things have happened in the last couple weeks, and we don't know why. But silver went from almost $20 an ounce, and it dropped all the way down to under $15 an ounce. I think we saw it hit 14.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No! We will run! And we will live.
All right? Fight and you may die.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back now. Technical difficulties. How is it that you can be in the middle of, like, Dallas, Texas, and be in a building that has no internet connectivity?
It's got to be conspiracy.
No, it really is, because you can get like 48 megabit at your house. I'm in Frisco. I'm in like the middle of nowhere. And here we are in Farmers Branch. I mean, in like a corporate industrial center. And there's no cable. There's no DSL.
Well, the DSL, they told me it would be...
You can get 144 kilobit down for $400 a month. That is not internet. That is 1998. Anyway, so we're back. Apologize for the technical difficulties there. When we were cut off so rudely interrupted, we were talking about the silver locking coming up on the 19th. And this is the important thing, because we're connecting the dots here. People are watching the price of silver. It went from $19.60 an ounce in dollars all the way down to
$14.90 something.
Yeah, $14.50, $14.40. It's back up now. It's almost $16 again. But the point is that it's you know, if you look at all the historical data, you know, make whatever judgments you like. Is it high? Is it low? Is it a great time to get in, or do you wait? I don't really know, but it's down significantly from where it was a couple weeks ago, which in my opinion looks like an excellent time to buy in. So this Friday.
Yeah, I bought last week, right? And my Galt will be here soon. Yeah.
No promises, but what? Hopefully soon.
Well, that's the funny part.
Next week.
The price drops and the silver supply line backs up. I mean, it takes 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks for us to get stuff sometimes. So we'll get it as quickly as we can. That's not the point. The point is that now is your chance to take some dollars, switch them over to Federal Reserve notes, and You've got silver. You've got silver at a pretty darn good price too, and we ship really quick.
And then if you're outside of Dallas, you can buy it for the, you know, because it's pretty and it's shiny and it's nice. And then you can wait for either can wait for an AG trading post in the barter networks to really blossom in your area, or you can make it happen yourself. I mean, there's no reason to not get one going yourself. I mean, in here in Dallas, we had a bunch of people. You had a bunch of people who bought a lot of silver when you first really got this thing going.
Well, and that's the funny part, because that, you know, that first going is actually our trivia question for the night. If you know which medallion was the very first, you can call in at some point when we ask you to and win a tube of copper twos. But anyway, silver back then was $9 an ounce.
Wow.
I mean, it's more than
At one point, it doubled. Yeah.
It was twice that.
And why did it go up? Because the Federal Reserve decided that they were going to increase the money supply and destroy the economy and destroy the world.
So Jared would have you believe two things. One, the Federal Reserve.
It's the blame for everything, right?
And yes. Two, it is great.
Well, yeah.
In this case, I'll give you the Federal Reserve as the blame, but you blame a lot of things on the Federal Reserve.
50%. That's pretty good. Anyway, back on the lock-in thing. So we've got silver here. People are converting dollars into silver, and then if they're not too far away from Dallas, they can stop by the AG Trading Post and trade out some of that silver that they just acquired for grass-fed beef at a ridiculous discount. So you jump into one of these bulk order lock-ins. The website has the details on it. Feel free to jump in. And you can, you know, figure out how to do this. But essentially, when you convert from dollars to silver, you do it at a discount, and you get to spend the money at a profit. Now, somebody stopped by today.
Yes, he did.
Who was that?
Randall. Randall stopped by today to pick up yard signs for Deborah Medina, because he's the co-chair for the Collin County campaign. And when I had him on the phone, I was like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. You should bring your silver and pick up something for the wife for Valentine's Day. And we've got the recycled glass vases and candle holders. We've got greeting cards that right. have hearts on them and stuff.
Well, you sent an email out today about all the great things we have. The one thing you forgot to mention, though, in the email, to be honest with you, is the saw and battery and charger.
It's there. I thought it was there. Yeah.
I didn't see it. But anyway, somehow...
It was on the Facebook message that I sent out. I know that.
A saw and a battery and charger walked out of the AG Trading Post. Actually, I lent it to someone, and I forget who I lent it to. So if you happen to be that person and you're listening right now, come home, Saul. Come home. Anyway.
It may have been me, now that I think about it. Really? Let's go look at home, yeah.
Thanks, Jared.
It might have been you.
We just bought
it. Yeah, I'm like, okay... All the people on Facebook and all of our media, our email people, if you know where it is, let us know. Oh, wait.
And if you find it at my house, don't tell Rob.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to Randall.
Yeah. So Randall, he's like, oh, that's a good idea. I've got all this silver that I bought like a year or two ago or whatever. And I haven't had anything to do with it. And so he brought it in and he's looking around and he's going, you know, what do I really want to get for my wife? And naturally, his stomach said grass-fed beef. It was romantic.
Nothing's more romantic than a meatloaf shaped like a heart made out of grass-fed beef.
And when I sent out the email to the email list today, I went, you know, one of the things was like, you know, nothing says get in the kitchen and make me some muffins like a bunch of frozen blueberries. So like nothing says... Get in the kitchen and make me some dinner like grass-fed beef. But
it makes an excellent gift, make no mistake. Anyway, so he stopped by and he grabs a basket and loads it up with some grass-fed beef and brings it up to checkout. And he's like, okay, what are you guys going to give me today for an ounce of this silver? Now, I won't tell you which silver he brought in because that would answer our trivia question.
It would.
But he brought the silver in and he says, what will you give me for this ounce of silver that I have here? And your answer was?
50. It says 50 right there on the coin. Come on, Randall. It's right there.
No. But silver's only at 16 today, Jared. Well, you're going to give me what for it?
Well, I mean, if you want less, I can give it to you.
But I bought this silver a year or so ago, and I only paid 9 for it. You're going to give me what?
50.
All right. So it doesn't make any sense. Did he get it eventually?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he totally gets it. He just, I don't know, he just sort of, I don't know. I guess he hadn't really thought about it.
Well, that's the weird part. It's like, okay, even the people that buy the silver, let's say you jump in the lock-in on Friday. You know, 9 out of 10 times, the people that buy silver say, yeah, okay, I understand, but I'm not buying the silver to spend. I'm buying it to save. And honestly, I really don't care why you get the silver. You buy it to give it to the grandkids in their birthday, Christmas stockings. If you get it to hide under your mattress for the next 30 years, if you get it to spend it or barter with it, it's great. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to see people cycling out the Federal Reserve notes from our town and cycling in real money.
Because it's something you can actually save. I mean, you can't save a Federal Reserve note because you know that tomorrow it's going to be worth less.
Right.
With silver, it may go up, it may go down, but it's always going to be silver. It's always going to be something that you can use. You know, maybe all of a sudden one day you decide, I'm going to start making, like, transistors, and all of a sudden you need silver. Well, you've got it right there. That's what I'm saying.
Well, here's what happens, though. What happens is once somebody makes that mental switch, they change their mind, so to speak, they're a fan for life. They're like, I bought this silver for 9 or 10 or 16 or 20 or whatever it is, and I'm spending it for 50 in this barter network at the AG Trading Post, at this plumber that I like, the electrician that does such a great job, at this limo guy, whatever it is.
The haircuts. Yeah. I just totally cut you off. Sorry.
Another great Valentine's present. But anyway, the point is once they get that, they never go back. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What else can I trade this silver for? This is amazing. Wait. I buy money at one price. I spend it at twice as much and I win? This doesn't even seem right. Somebody's getting scammed on this one. This isn't right. And the answer is no. Everybody does it for a different reason, and they're all different exchange rates, and you got to deal with every merchant and figure out how the program works for them. But once you develop the relationships with the merchant, it's very easy. And that's when you have the opportunity to jump in on Friday. So feel free to be a part of it. That's the lock-in. And the other thing that I want to mention before we jump back into our discussion on mainstream media.
No, I want to talk about Adam Kokesh. And the Kokesh coin.
Yeah, well, that's like next segment. Remember, we're organized. We have a plan.
Oh, I thought that was – all right, whatever.
Yeah, look at the clock, man. Anyway, so the other thing that I wanted to mention is the March 6th event for the Michael Badnar Constitution class.
Oh, yeah. We're still on calendar events.
Yeah. So we talked about that a little bit last week. I'm guessing we'll actually have Michael on the program next week to talk a little bit about his brush with death. The fact that he saw the light at the end of the tunnel, was not impressed, turned around and headed back. Those are his exact words.
To this world? Why would he come back to this world?
He said, no. I have too much to do.
He has so much to teach.
I have not secured individual rights.
Because it can be a better place.
And freedom for my fellow Americans, especially Rob Gray and his beautiful kids. So I got to go back. There's work to be done.
He did it all for you. He lived for you, Rob.
Well,
it's because he's great.
He's not the only one.
He should get a radio show and tell everybody every day that he is great.
I'm working my way up to it. But having an everyday radio show is a really big deal. There's a guy out there that actually has a radio show every day. His name is Glenn Beck. And he had a woman on the other day that's running for governor of Texas on the Republican ticket. Her name is Deborah Medina. We've talked about her before. If you've tuned in before, you've heard us talk about her.
Every time.
Yeah.
We always talk about her.
Well, we need to mention her. I mean, this is like the Dallas grassroots campaign headquarters, which, speaking of which, Austin now has a grassroots campaign headquarters.
So does Fort Worth.
And
they opened today.
Austin had a party there yesterday for their grand opening. When do we have the grand opening of the Dallas grassroots office party?
Well, as soon as we opened the store, it was pretty much the grassroots campaign office. We're also not the official campaign office for Dallas.
Ouch.
For various reasons.
Yeah.
Having to do with...
Honestly, man, if I were you, I'd take that kind of personally.
I do.
We also want to give an award out to somebody, the director of the week who lost the most customers for the AG Trading Post this week is actually Jared Atkinson. Jared, I want to say congratulations. You successfully scared Shirley out of the store. She promised to never come back. Shirley, if you're out there listening, listen, I like you a lot. I know you butt heads with Jared. He's not a bad guy. Give him a second chance or 14th chance. Anyway.
It's been 2 years
you
now.
You do not want – no.
Whoa, no. Careful. Careful what you say.
I'm telling you, man, it's just going to end in tears. Not Glenn Beck tears, but real ones and a lot of yelling.
All right. Well, let's get into the meat of the program here because we're wearing on and we have an agenda. We're almost sticking to it. And we've got actually something worthwhile to talk about. So Glenn had – Beck had Debra Medina on the other day. And she wasn't going into this thing. Jared, we're going to consider you the resident expert since you are somewhat closely tied to this campaign. She had no fear
– closely. I mean, come on. I'm like – in the campaign.
Oh, right. She wasn't apprehensive, nervous, a little trepidation going into that interview at all. I mean, what was going on in her head? Was she like, wow, this is really big. These guys actually want me on.
Well, there were a few of us who were talking in the campaign, like, do we really want to do this? But we kind of left Debra out of it because we kind of felt like, well, you know, this is best for the campaign. We had lots of people emailing Glenn Beck and the other Gray guy, Pat Gray, who actually works for Glenn Beck, saying you should have Debra Medina on. You should have her on. She's awesome. She's the only candidate for governor who signed the 9/12 pact or whatever it is. It says that you know you're gonna uphold these nine principles and 12 values, and you should have her on. It just makes sense. And so. Eventually, I guess they gave in, or, well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. I mean,
you've got a couple conspiracy theories about.
There are lots of theories, and the one that we're working with that
no,
we believe.
Don't spoil it yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Rick,
no, Sarah, it's not time yet. Okay, so take us through play by play. She gets on the program, asks a couple of simple questions, tells us a little bit about yourself.
No, well, yeah, Glenn asked two questions. He asked, so who are you, or something to that effect, and she gave him the bio, and then he said, so who are you, and she gave him a more in-depth bio and started talking about the issues facing Texans, property taxes, states' rights, the standard boilerplate campaign stuff.
Right.
And then he says, so something to the effect
of. Okay, before that, though, he prefaced the whole conversation with her with, you, Debra, jumped from 4% relative obscurity to 24%, and you're now like in the race. You're like a contender now. You might actually be above Hutchinson, and you might actually force a runoff between you and Rick Perry, the incumbent. So he starts by like leading that she's actually somebody with an important message that people are listening to.
You should pay attention to this woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey let's hear her out. So he asked these two basic questions, one question, you know, two different ways or one question the same way.
Same.
Yeah. And then he comes out with,
so are you a truther or something to that? I can't listen to that guy. But I've read transcripts. And he accused her of being a truther. And, you know, do you believe 9/11 was an inside job or something to that effect?
Okay.
And she stumbled. I mean, she was completely caught off guard. I mean, let's face it. Rob, when was the last time you ate a baby, huh? Tell me right now. Tell me.
Well, her response was,
I want an answer.
People have been slinging a lot of mud in this campaign, and that's the first time I've heard that. And it was kind of like her first response. And he was like, well, wait, you're not answering the question. Why don't we try again? Are you a 9/11 truther? Now, for those of you out there that don't know what a 9/11 truther is, it's a person that believes that we don't necessarily have the whole truth regarding 9/11. Now, you can spin that a couple different ways. You can say 9/11 was an inside job. You can say the government's got some information that they haven't shared with us. You can say that the government
Bush knew beforehand about it. And it let it happen. It. Yeah.
So there are a lot of ways to go with the theory from that point. But the point is that a 9/11 truther is a very broad and generic term. And I think Debra did a reasonable enough job saying, no, I'm not a 9/11 truther. But I believe that we have two things. One, we don't have all the facts. And I believe number two, according to principle number 8 in the Glenn Beck 9/12 principle list, that we have the right, you know, as Americans, to question our government. That's like what being American's all about. We, you know, we've got the right to go out there and ask critical questions of this servant government of ours. You know, I forget Glenn's official number 8. Does anyone know what that is off the top of their heads? No, that's not the trivia question. I'll
yeah,
find it.
It's be skeptical or something. I don't know. But, yeah, he just...
Number 8. It is not un-American for me to disagree with authority or to share my personal opinion. So whether or not we are whack jobs or aren't whack jobs and we have these conspiracy theories or don't, it's not un-American for us to disagree with authority, and authority being the government. Questionable how authority-ish they are. But anyway, it's not un-American. This is right off of you know, Glenn's principles here. So he comes out with that question. She dances around it pretty well, gives a straight answer, and, you know, also gives her some, gives some opinion at the same time. And then he comes out and says,
are the people around you truthers?
Any advisors, anybody yeah. close to you, anyone yeah. that is in your campaign, or any of those people truthers?
Right. And her reaction was, well, I don't know. Because honestly, we've gotten together, I don't know, dozens of times. And
we'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Well, we're back with the Barter Hour.
Yeah,
and we were talking about
strange cutout from
all sorts of other things, like Glenn Beck. We should be talking about barter because that's what we talk about, but at the same time, what's more important is Glenn Beck and rooting out the problem, the evil in our country, I've decided.
Okay. Everyone has an opinion.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm done.
What?
You have an opinion?
All right. So,
no.
All right, well,
he's got these 9 values.
Principles.
12
values.
12 values.
Well, we're not there yet. We're talking about what happened.
Yeah. So he's like, so are you a truther?
Anybody on your staff a truther?
I don't know.
If you knew that they were a truther, would you kick them off your staff?
And I think she pretty much said no.
And that was kind of it. It was like, all right, well, thanks very much. Conversation ended.
Well, the conversation with Deborah ended, but the rest of it did not.
Well, he went on for an hour, but the funny things that I heard him say as soon as he finished the interview were, yep, that's the fastest way to go from 24% back down to 4%. Good job, Deborah. Well done. You just lost all the blah, 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 blah. And the problem I have with that is it almost makes it sound like he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. Rick Perry knew what he was doing. And that's how the robocall came out 45 minutes after Deborah got off the show.
We'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, we saw that happen. And then he says, this almost makes me want to French kiss Rick Perry.
No, I think he said he wanted to. He's like, there was no almost. It was, he's got a nice ass, too.
Oh, like he said that. To say that on the barter hour.
He's like, "Oh, have you seen him? He's just so dreamy."
I turned it off about 2 minutes after the program ended, and I said, "Wow, that was kind of that was a low blow." Ew. Anyway, what's funny in retrospect, looking back, we see some viewer counts, rating counts. I think he dropped 300,000 viewers overnight. I mean, for his TV show, for his live TV show, from. What was that, Thursday to Friday or Wednesday to Thursday? He lost 300,000 viewers. People are talking about this thing all over the country. I mean, we've got people in Ohio that are saying, hey, we got to deal with this Medina and 912 issue. Because now, you know, this 912 thing that's come together and sprung up out of nowhere is, you know, divided. And it seems like that's the whole issue anyway. Divide, 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 divide. Let's keep people distracted. You're either on one side or you're on the other. Let's take this amazing and fast-paced and growing like gangbusters group, these 912ers who are maybe even starting to work on their own political party. Who knows what they're doing? But let's take them and let's split them right down the middle. You got you're either a truther or you're a 912er. You're either a Medina supporter or you're a 912er. You're either a this or you're a that.
You're either somebody who can actually question the government or you're not, which means he just completely split the 912 movement from Glenn Beck and everybody else. Everybody in the 912 movement is encouraged to question the government. And yet somehow it's crazy to question the government. Does that not just like completely blow everybody's mind?
Well, it blows my mind. David.
You know what, actually? On his website, it says that you only have to believe in 7 out of the 9 principles in order to be a 912er. So there is a little space there for you to not agree with the follow the government rule.
Blindly follow authority. You know what surprises me, though? This is the same, you know, this is the same Glenn Beck guy that tells you all the inside information about all the deceit and lies and theft. And, you know, all the government collusion between the private bankers on Wall Street and the Federal Reserve and the government and all this. I mean, he just says, look, these guys can lie. They can steal. They can cheat. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff.
And they can listen to commercials.
But there's one thing that they can't do, and they can't kill. The government may lie. They may cheat. They may steal. But they absolutely draw the line when it comes to murder. They don't do that. The government just does not have the capacity.
You just blew me away. I cannot wait for the next.
Well, we got a break. Barter Hour. Let's come back. I mean, we'll be back in a minute. Stick with us. We've got more Barter Hour coming up.
Introducing the new.